Hi, this is Dan Sheridan bringing you the great news of God's transcendent grace. Happy Friday. Boy, this is a great way to start the weekend, talking about God's transcendent grace. We've been talking about correctly cutting the word of truth and schizophrenic Christianity. Remember, we gave you the definition of schizophrenia. It's of, relating to, or characterized by the coexistence of antagonistic elements. And that is what's been going on in Christianity. We've been taking passages of scripture from different administrations and try to make them mean the same thing. And this has ruined people. I personally, in my past, had awful trouble trying to reconcile the grace message of Paul with some of the message that to Israel and the Gospels. And boy, it so confused me. I didn't know whether I was saved or not. I was afraid of God. I had a friend who actually told me he was curled up in a ball for days because he didn't think he measured up. And remember, we said that if you do not correctly cut the word of truth, you will either come to a passage of scripture that you will either ignore or modify. And what happens is, if we try to blend these contrary elements, these contradictory principles, we do disservice to both. We water down the grace of God, and we actually increase or make the judgments of God more severe than they actually are. The Bible does talk about God's judgment, but the problem is we've been widening its scope and increasing its nature and making it worse than it really is. God does judge. We will talk about that. But because of the conflicting views of Christendom and not correctly cutting the word of truth, we've really exaggerated the nature of God's judgment. Man is not prone to grace, and he always goes toward the passages of scriptures that make him feel bad. For some reason, we're just afraid to embrace the grace of God. And we're always thinking that we have to measure up somehow to find acceptance with God. Now, Satan quoted scripture to our Lord, and he will use scripture to try to kill you or destroy your peace. He tried to kill our Lord by quoting scripture. If you read Matthew 4, he misquoted Psalm 91 to get Christ to jump off the temple. So keep that in mind. Satan will quote scripture, but he'll leave something out or put it in its wrong place. Even here in America, in the American colonies, they used scripture awfully. Some of the American colonists hung Quakers. They thought their Christian beliefs were almost like Moses revisited to America, and they ended up shedding blood over that. But let me just say this, the Evangel of Grace will never shed blood in its name. One of the premier church historians, Philip Schaff, said that more Christian blood has been shed by Christians than by Muslims. Believe it or not, Christianity has become a violent religion because, well, it's not really scriptural Christianity. Well, let me show you some passages that have been used to really mess people up. So let's take a look at Matthew chapter 7 for our scripture for today, and it's found in verse 13. Enter through the cramped gate, for broad is the gate, and spacious is the way which is leading away into destruction, and many are those entering through it. Yet what a cramped gate and narrowed way is the one leading away into life, and few are those who are finding it. Now, the common interpretation of this verse, and how many of you heard this, that the way leading to heaven is only for a few, and you have to be careful, and you're going to be led astray, and not many are going to get to heaven. That's how I was taught at first. But let me just say this, this is not the same thing as what Paul taught in Romans, where he said, to him that does not work, yet believes on him who is justifying the irreverent, his faith is reckoned for righteousness. Paul's message of grace is not a way that leads to life. Justification is not a way. We're justified. One moment we're not justified, and the next moment, through faith in Christ, the God-given faith, we are justified. In Matthew 7, the subject here is the kingdom of the heavens, which was proclaimed by our Lord, that it was drawn near. And they were warned that it's a cramped gate and a narrowed way leading into that life, life in the kingdom, and few are those who are finding it. Why is that? Because in the next verse, in verse 15, we read, take heed of those false prophets who are coming to you in the apparel of sheep, yet inside they are rapacious wolves. From their fruits you shall be recognizing them. Now, in Deuteronomy 13, Moses warns the Jews regarding false prophets, and he lays down the principles, the fruits you're to look for in a false prophet. And how many of you have heard that we need to judge Christians by their fruits? They're a very popular preacher today that, well, if this person sins on a regular basis, that's fruit. that is proof that they weren't really saved in the first place. Oh, what a bunch of nonsense. It doesn't say you'll know Christians by their fruits. You will know false prophets by their fruits. That is the context of Matthew 7. Matthew 7 is not talking about a believer today who we have to watch out for other believers to prove whether they're really believers or not. You know how you know if you're really a believer? Not by your fruits. By whether you believe or not. Do you believe that Christ died for your sins, that he was entombed and roused again the third day? Do you actually believe that? If you do, you are justified. Fruit notwithstanding. Fruit's irrelevant in that situation. You're justified. Matthew 7 is not addressing one single Gentile. It's not addressing anybody you know. The context, again, is Israel as they're awaiting their kingdom. And this truth will once again, in the future, be true as they're waiting the days of the second coming and the time of Jacob's trouble. But right now, we are in the administration of grace. We need to correctly cut the word of truth. You see what happens if you don't? You'll develop a schizophrenia because you'll look at Matthew 7 and you're going to say, well, I wonder if I'm bearing the right fruit. I need to prove whether I'm saved. And then you'll start doubting the grace of God. But keep this in its place here in Matthew 7 and Romans 4. Let's turn there. Romans chapter 4. This is truth for today. There's no path. Well, look at Romans chapter 3. It says here in Romans chapter 3, verse 21, yet now apart from law, a righteousness of God is manifested, being attested by the law and the prophets, yet a righteousness of God through Jesus Christ's faith for all and on all who are believing. For there is no distinction, for all sinned and are wanting of the glory of God. Now notice that. All sinned and are wanting of the glory of God. Being justified gratuitously in his grace through the deliverance which is in Christ Jesus. Notice there's no process, no path, no road leading away to justification. The very same moment your sinning and falling short of God's glory, wanting of the glory of God, the very same moment you're justified. There is no transition from one to another. We are declared righteous, and that is a glorious truth. And we can only get there by correctly cutting. So we can leave Matthew right where it belongs. It's truth. It's a warning to Jews regarding false prophets. And we can leave Romans 4 right where it belongs. It's truth for today. It's the Apostle Paul, the one whom God sent to the nations with a message of grace for today. Ah, that'll give you peace. So as you go into this weekend, you can enjoy God. You can enjoy his grace, knowing you'll never be called into question. And here's the paradox. Grace is the greatest motivation service the world will ever know. When you get a grasp of this principle of God's transcendent grace, it'll make you love him more and serve him always without the threat of being bashed over the head with concrete with the Ten Commandments written on them. This is good news. Well, this is Dan Sheridan. That's all I have time for. I have got to run. Have a fantastic weekend. Remember this, the closer you draw near to God through the correctly cut scriptures, the less religious and ceremonial you will be.